isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 28 enhlangula 2019 nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Induna zemandebeleni kanye lenkabazwe zihlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kobulawayo zihlaziya udaba lomfuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Bekuzaba ngesidubo sibili ukuthi intengo yehle masinya ngoba abathengeyo babesithi bona istock abalaso ngesurprise yakudala. Mina ngokubona kwami intengo izakathi ingayehli.
Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakumanye amazwe eZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomhlabeleli werumba osasicathulayo uTinashe Mazomwa Mpofu ehamba leqembu lakhe leZTN. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Induna ezidabuka eMathebeleland lenkabazwe zitshele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi lokhu zikhathazekile ngodaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi okumele lulungisiswe ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kukahulumende weZANU-PF loZulu weMandebeleni lenkabazwe okwabulawa khona abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 kusukela umnyaka ka-1983 kusiyafika kumnyaka ka-1987. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Umnangagwa wethule lokhu namuhla esanda kwenza umhlangano lenkokheli zomdabu ezenkabazwe leMathebeleland okukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Induna zinike umnangagwa ugwalo oluveza ukuthukuthela kwabantu ezabelweni lezi. Utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi belumqoka udaba lwegugurawundi emhlanganweni wabo abawenzele Estate House.
I came here to Bulawayo.
Olunye udaba ludaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi libeke indlela ezimqoka zokulungisa lolu daba kanye lokuthi umbhuqazwe waphambanisa indawo abazikhokhelayo njalo labo kuyabahlupha. Ngakho njengohulumende inkokheli zomdabu kumele zibe khona kuqondiseni lolu daba. Kumele lube leziqondiso ezimqoka ngalolu dubo.
As well as the communities in Matabele South as articulated by their respective chiefs.
Ugcizelele esithi kukhona okunye okumqoka abakukhulumileyo lakho bazakulungisa.
The issues can be broadly put in three or four categories.
Kukhona njalo okunye okumqoka esithe sakhuluma ngakho lenkokheli zomdabu okubalisa imigwaqo, amanzi, ezokudla, ezemfundo kunye lezempila kahle. Konke lokhu siza kulungisa.
Which these provinces wishes to alert government.
Kubikwa ukuthi okunye okukhulunywe emhlanganweni lo zimpahla zebandla lezaphu ezathathwa nguhulumende ngodlame ubuyanga, umbuso wezabelo, ukudla lomnotho, ezemfundo, ulimi lamasiko, uhlupho lwamanzi, imigwaqo, ezemisakazo lomabonakude, ezempilakahle, amandla kagesi, inhlupho zezifuyo kanye nokulondolozwa kwendawo ezizilayo. Umsekeli kamongameli wezinduna uMtshana Khumalo ubonye ukuza kwaMnangagwa eveza obala ukuba njengezinduna babanjwe amaheche.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi uthintile ukuthi ekubuyeni kwethu lapha izokuthange sibuye singazi ukuthi iagenda kuyini. Kodwa njengezinduna sihlale phansi sadingana
la nxa iprogram ibiyenziwe ngabalutshwana bakubhalela lokho bakubhalele khona.
Akwaziwa ukuthi okwenzakale namuhla e-State House kungaguqula kumbe hatshi ubudlelwano bukaMnangagwa labantu abahlala enkabazwe leMathebeleland. Isikhulumeli sezaphu umnumzana iPhithule Maphosa uthi kaboni lutho oluzalunyiswa nguhulumende kukho konke okubekwe zinduna namuhla.
Indaba ibonisa sobala ukuthi ugovernment weZimbabwe ni ulengeta lechabi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uMabhalane jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhethu likaZulu ovumelane loMaphosa.
Okuhluphayo kuhle ukuthi uhlangane lazo, but okuhluphayo ukuthi since 2017-2018 eseDavos wathi yena idaba legugula untu uzalilungisa lezi nduna. Simbonile 3 months back uhlangane labantu be-civic society, but akulanto ngitsho yodwa one out esiyenzakele. Wafika le wathi commission, i-commission ngakaza ayinikeza ama-resources okuthi iye ngaphandle kwamadorobho iyehlangana nezakhamizi.
Ngokwakuqala ukuba uMnangagwa akhulumisane lezinduna selokhu wangena esikhundleni sikamongameli kulandela ukususwa kowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe owetheswa icala lokulolonga iGugurawundi ngesikhathi elwisana lebandla lezaphu elalikhokhelwa ngumuyi uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Umgabe wayecabangela ukuthi uNkomo wayefuna ukumsusa esikhundleni ngodlame. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe osekubangele ukuba lesi sindo sedola leMelika sehle emkambo wensitha. Intathele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Idola leMelika ebeselitshintshwa ngamadola edlula alitshumi awebond note loba iRTGS dollar kunsukwane esanda kwedlula selehle isisindo layo kusilinganiso sokuhlanu lengxenye ekhulwini 5.5% emkambo wensitha. Izakhamuzi zeHarare zikhala ngokuthi kusimo esinje kayehle phela lentengo ezitolo. Oqeqeshanye zomnotho umnumzana Masimba kutshera uthi ngendlela uhulumende ajume ngayo abantu ngenyathelo lake lokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwemali zakwa nye amazwe osomabhizimusi abasakwazi ukuthi bathi
bekuzaba ludubo sibe lokuthi intengo yehle masinya ngoba abathengeyo babesithi bona istock abalaso ngesa price yakudala. Mina ngokubona kwami intengo izathatha isikhathi ingayehli.
Unkosikazi Jane Shaw, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, ZIMCOD, uthi intengo ikhanya isiza kuzilungisisa ilandela isiqondiso zokwenzakala kusimo somnotho welizwe.
Engikubonayo mina nxa ngikhangela i-economics zangkhona ukuthi and hoping ukuthi i-law e-demand and supply yeza yenza ukuthi ama-prices ayehle. Njengoba nabantu bengelamali, ama-civil servants kakhwezelwa ngama-salaries, laba abahola nge-US dollar labo belokhu bekho confused kungazakala ukuthi after mhlaka 30 June uqambiweyo kuzabe sohamba njani. So ngikhangelela ukuthi at least i-demand ingayehla lawa ama-price azayehla ezitolo abantu bakwanisa ukuthenga bayenelisa ukuthenga ngemali abalayo.
Ukutshela uthi intengo ibimele ilandele ukwehla kwamandla edola leMelika osokusenzakala emkambo wensitha.
Kathesi singakhangelisisa sabona ukuthi ama-rates akhona ayehla sibili emkambeni lapha, kodwa intengo yezinto ayilandele ama-rates lawa. Kumele abathengisayo babe le confidence ezokuthi bazathola imali emkambeni lapha uze intengo yehle.
Uhulumende yena uthi kawunanzi umkambo wensitha ngoba ungekho emthethweni. Unkosikazi Joe uthi lasemkambo wamabhanga we-interbanking kumi ngendlela yokuba laba amabhizimusi bangehlisa intengo zabo.
Ngacheka kumkadense bank ekuseni ngicheka nje interbank rate engibone i 8.6. So uyabona ukuthi vele i rate ingathi is stable and i right ilokhi khona pa. So ama prices lawa I think is speculation kade beyenzile nxa kwekuthi kube kuyi cautionary mele bayehlisa ama prices ukubana abantu banisukuthenga.
Intengo yempahla enengi eguqela oqathekileyo empilweni kaZulu nsuku zonke efana lesinkwa, impuphu, itswayi, amafutha okuphekisa lenyama lokhe ingakehli ezitolo zonke ezithekelelwe iStudio 7 eHarare lamhlanje. Abantu labo somabhizimusi bathi uhulumende ubajume ngomvulo lapho ethatha inyathelo lokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe. Ethi kakusetshenziswe imali e-bond note lama RTGS dollar kuphela emizameni yakhe yokuzinzisa isimo semali eZimbabwe. Kodwa abaningi bathi lokhu sokuhle kwaphazamisa ngamandla lesi simo ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukuthi bathini empilweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Selikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimxoxo ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz. Ibandla le-MDC izolo libe lombuthano wokukhumbula abafa ngesikhathi sokhetho lomnyaka ka-2008 lapho kwabulawa abantu abambalwa ngamasotsha. Lombuthano bukhokhelwa lugatsha lwebandla oluthiwa yiva. Kube lomthandazo njalo kwahlatshelwa ingoma zokholo. Sixoxe lesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC kobulawayo umnumzana Swithan Chirowodza ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ilanga leli liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba ngomnyaka ka-2008 angithi siyakwazi sonke ukuthi u-Emmerson Mnangagwa wayekhokhela i-Joint Operations Command eyiyo ethungamela amasoja. So ngaleso sikhathi sesahabela ubo 27 June amasoja avukela abantu beZimbabwe especially laba abakuhlangothi lwe-MDC. Behamba bebulala beyibo abadirector izinto ezazingenzi kuhle lapha elizweni beyibo ababulala abantu esithi thina ngesikhiwa ama-targeted murders abafana laba bezanu PF ama-youth ezanu PF labo ayelokhuza esekela amasotsha eyenza khonokho okubi elizweni lethu. So ngako ke izolo abe veteran activists abe-MDC bahlangane ehhovisi baba le-prayer meeting ukukhumbula bonke abafayo ngaleso sikhathi nalabo abathisele izindlu nalabo abaswela ilokhu zenu ngathi izifuyo zabo ngoba endaweni zabo uma-Shonaland ngala bantu babethathele izifuyo. Siyakhumbula futhi ukuthi ubaba uDumiso Dabengwa emwenezi wachitha ibhesi yezanu wayachitha futhi enye ibhesi yama-youth ezanu ematop elamula ngoba izani yayisivuke ubhoka ikhokhelwa ngamasotsha.
Manje ikhona yini imizamo yokwenza leli langa linanzwe ibandla ilizwe lonke?
Ye, imizamo ilokhu ikhona kodwa ngithemba mfowethu Chris ungananzelela ama-resolution aphume ku-Congress e-MDC izinqumo eziphumileyo. Inhlanga ilokhu zeni inhlanganiso yeva ithole usekelo ngathi sinanzwa njengeqembu lalo elisekela i-MDC. So mbonani ngokuya kwesikhathi kuyabe kubalulekile ukuthi abantu abe-MDC belinande leli langa njengelanga lapho esalahlekela khona ngabantu abasekela iparty yethu.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Swithan Chirowodza isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC kobulawayo ubexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Linga kwetla uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8 ntambama lapho esiyaba sikhangela ubunzima obubhekane lozulu eZimbabwe obudalwa isimo somnotho welizwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Okwamanje ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Oke waba ngumsekeli kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden osengene emkhankasweni wokuthi akhethwe ukumela ibandla lakhe elama-Democrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngomnyaka ozayo ubhekane lokucothozwa uZulu kungxoxo mpikiswano kamabonakude e-debate ngomunye wabancintisayo uSenator Kamala Harris izolo. Abalima uchinda emangweni weBhinga bakhala ngokungahlawulwa imali yabo yochinda abaluthengisela inkampani yeCotton Company of Zimbabwe. UAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abanini bochinda enyakatho emandebeleni eBhinga bakhala ezimathonsi yenkampani yochinda iCotton Company of Zimbabwe eyathatha uchinda lwabalimi kodwa lokhe ingakabahlawuli imali bethi kubuhlungu kibo bayagcina beyiphiwa ingaselasisindo. Omunye wabalimi laba unkosazana Virginia Moyo uthi wathengisela iCotco uchinda amabheli amahlanu kodwa lokhe engakatholi imali yakhe.
Amabheli ayifayili akosta 1196 kgs lakhathesi imali yakhona lokhe ingakabuyi, so asazi ukuthi lingasinceda njani thina abazali bemakhaya ngoba ikhothoni yiyo esiphilisayo kuphinde imali yakhona icine ingasathengi lutho.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi esilima uchinda umnumzana Moses Nyoni uthi baqale ukuthengisa uchinda ithukela ibiza amadola ayisithupha kodwa lintengo isikhuphuke kanenye belokhe bengakatholi imali yabo.
Ikhothoni sikhathi ukuthengisa ukufaka ekampanini nomeyi sakhathesi lokhe singatholi imali sasihlupha ukuthi kungani kungatholakali izimali sifake amakhothoni ikhothoni sayenza ithukela isayenza $6 now sesikhangela ukuthi $20. So endlela yakhona ngani yasikhathaza njengabalimi sizazihamba njengendawo yesisiza ikhothoni nomzuzu singasabanga khona bathi
Unkosikazi Nyarai Shoko uthi uchinda lwabo luhleli lokhe luphela amandla bayehluleka lokuzigcina ngemva kokulima okungaka.
Aishi mabiru 1196 kgs nanasi makgs wawarungodo na valu wakagara kukotko kambani.
Ngathengisa amabheli ekhothoni amahlanu abayi 1196 kg nalamhla ahleli ekhothoko ephela amandla asazi ukuthi lingasinceda kanjani. Sidubekile thina abalimi sehluleka khona lokuthenga amathenisi nje manje siyabe silimelana.
Umnumzana Wilson Ncube omunye wabalimi uthi wathengisa uchinda lalamuhla kakabhadalwa.
Ngalima ngathengisela iCotco uchinda lwami ngomeyi lalamhla ngatholi imali yami. Siyehluleka ithukela yayisabiza amadola ayisithupha manje sibiza $20 njalo kungabuya amanye amakampani ukuzothenga uchinda. Bayahluphana labo abeCotco abafuni sibathenga.
Abalimi bochinda bakhala ezimathonsi ngemali yabo ephela amandla isezandleni zenkampani yeCotco elokhe ingakabhadali ngemva kokuthatha uchinda lwabalimi kunyanga edlule. I-Studio 7 izamile ukuthinta iziphathamandla zenkampani yeCotco eBhinga kodwa ucingo lwabo belungadojwa muntu. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo inhlanganiso yezifa ithi iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano we-African Cup of Nations lizaqhubekela phambili liphatheka kulo mncintiswano loba nje bese kulombiko ethi alisoze lidlale lele Democratic Republic of Congo ngesonto. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu esethiye umsebenzi. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukukhela iqembu lakwele Zimbabwe liphatheka kumncintiswano walonyaka we-Africa Cup of Nations oqhutshelwa elizweni lase-Egypt, uFarah Ijere utshele intatheli izindaba zemidlalo ezihambele iqembu uba kusiloqiniso uba besebecabanga ukuphuma kulo mncintiswano. UJere utsho lokhu ngemva kwemibiko ephume kuphephandaba le-Herald oluthi inhlanganiso yezifa ibisithumele isikhulumeli sayo uXolisane Gwesela ukuba ebuza ukuba bengahlawuliswa imali engakanani nxa bengaphindela ekhaya bengakaqedi imidlalo yezibaya. Lolu daba belusithi lokhu ngenxa yokungezwani okukhona phakathi kwabadlali lenhlanganiso yezifa phezu kwemali okumele itholwe ngabadlali laba.
Lolu ludaba olukhulu kakhulu okuthi aluba kuliqiniso ukuba besesithumele umuntu ukuthi ayesikhulumela labe CAF bebengeke balubandezele, kodwa beluzahle lusabalale lugcwale umhlaba wonke jikelele. Iqiniso elikhona yikuba lokhu akuzange kwenzakale futhi njalo akusoke kwenzakale.
Omunye wentatheli izindaba zemidlalo ezikwele Egypt yena ongathandanga ukubethwa ngegama uthe uJere ubatshengisele ubufakazi obokuthi abadlali sebethole phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi lathoba munembili phakathi kwenkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lane zamadola abazithenjiswayo iqembu leZimbabwe likhangelele ukudlala lele Democratic Republic of Congo ngensonto emdlalweni walo wokucina wesibaya sikagroup A. Abafana beZimbabwe kumele banqobe DRC ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo awukuyadlala kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano bengelinye lamaqembu aphutshise endaweni yesithathu engalaneni ele mihlomelo yethe xaxa. Kolunye udaba olumela lomdlalo wenguqu sewutshile ngempela umsebenzi obe ngumqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu. Isikhulumeli seqembu le-Highlanders uRonald Moyo ugcizelele umbiko wethule umgcinisidlalo weqembu leli uKenneth Mhlophe othi uMadinda usetshiye isikhundla esokuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders.
Siyabonga kakhulu njengeqembu umsebenzi omkhulu othe wenziwa nguMadinda usukela eqala nje ukusebenza lapha last year mhlaka 1 January. Sikhangelele ukuthi i-project le ayichileyo izaqhubeka kuhle. Sicela ukuthi kungabi lokuphanika kubalandeli. Iqembu lisele ezandleni ezinhle kakhulu. Sisela uBaba uNdlovu inhlanhla kakhulu ilapho ayakhona.
UMadinda ozakuma usebenzela iqembu le-Highlanders mhla zingamajumi amathathu kuyona le inyanga kaNhlangula. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba kuke kwaba namahungahunga athi umfo kaNdlovu selubhekise kwele Botswana ukuyaqeqesha iqembu le-Gaborone United okuyinto yena ngokwakhe umfo kaNdlovu abecatsha ngomunye nxa yebuzwa ngayo. UMadinda uphenduke uqembu le-Highlanders ekuqaleni kwanyakenye njalo ubelobelanela leli qembu isivumelwano somsebenzi yeseminyaka emithathu. Imele Studio 7 ngikobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomhlabeleli weRumba usacathulayo uDinashe Mazomo Mpofu ehamba leqembu lakhe leziTieni bephethe idlalate labo elitsha. Untungameli Nkomo uyalandisa.
UDinashe Mazomo Mpofu insizwa ephuma eBhinga njalo uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Umpofu uhlabela ngolimi lwesiTonga kodwa uyaluxubanisa lapha lalapha ya ngesiNdebele langesiNambiya. Kasisa ngomdabu wakhe.
Ngizalwa eSkenyanga eMabali. Siyanyanga iAndawange. Ukhula ngakhulela eBhinga eLwimbi. Kulaye ngikhulele khona, kulaye ngithole khona izifundo zami. Ngingasaze ngichaze kabanzi kangakana iqembu leZTN Super Sounds liqale ngo-2014.
Ngelesingaki idlalade.
nela kuqala isihloko salo sithi inzubo yangu featuring Izpiwo Azifani.
Ngoma le ethi vumi nenzila ila tulundu ngizwe angani ile nkulumo mpela ukhuluma ngani
kungoma leyana ethi vumi nenzila ila tulundu kwakunkomo laphana ichaza ngempilo impilo ukuthi minjani impilo enamaginqigongqo indlela ezimi impilo kahle kahle vumi nenzila ila tulundu kutho ukuthi impilo yendlela eneyintaba unezaga esilaphana esesitonge ngisifake sithi khona na toba mwetu wakakomenanga misale iyo butandusi kwa winda nzovu uchuti tinabanya sakula njengezimve ezidliwa singavuthiwe ngoba sesitarha ukuzidla indlovu ziyeza zizozidla
abangathanda ukuthenga idlalade lakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani
bengakwazi ukungifonela kunumber ethi 0623232802 khona ke na WhatsApp Facebook ikhona futhi Facebook page yami ethi Zitieni Mazoma. Facebook page yami ethi Zitieni Mazoma. Nomuntu onguye engisondelane naye kakhulu othi kungisiza lapha nalapha nama ngisenza ezomculo ngathi it's sort of like a manager. Ukhumbulani Chuma laphana ngamthinta naye kunumber ezithi 071 991 3341 usawudinga ukuthwasolwe nginawo amaningi bamkomo ngiyabonga
silibonge ke ijaha lebhinga uDinashe Mazoma Mpofu leqembu lakhe lezitiyeni bephuma enkundleni ngale ethi Zubo Ziyangu Tolumba
ngamili lengoma emnandi esigcibela uhlelo kodwa ke singakehlukani sikhangeleke inhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje induna zemandebeleni kanye lenkabazwe zihlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kobulawayo zihlaziya ngodaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye ungakathesi ngalitshiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.